Well, it's significant that we had that time of commitment or recommitment this morning because, quite frankly, folks, our homes are unraveling in this country. You agree with that, don't you? The music industry and Hollywood and television are all making assaults on the home. When's the last time you ever saw a happily married couple portrayed on television or in film? You know, back when television began, we had, and I was there, by the way, we had shows like I Love Lucy, or Father Knows Best, or Make Room for Daddy, Leave It to Beaver, The Real McCoys. The family could sit down together in the living room, cook up some popcorn, enjoy watching TV without having to worry about a bunch of filthy, obnoxious words, without watching actors or actresses that have the morals of an alley cat. You saw happy homes being portrayed everywhere that you looked. And yet today, dads are looked on as imbeciles, men who are out of touch, men who are hypocritical or failing in every way, and their so-called enlightened children are telling their parents how to behave. I may date myself with some of these titles here. It hadn't been that long ago. But they started making films like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Remember that one? In that film, the father is this bumbling scientist, and the kids are the only ones in the family smart enough to find their way out of the backyard. And then there's even Disney films like The Littlest Mermaid. It had beautiful artistry, beautiful music in it, but you know, The Little Mermaid seems to understand a whole lot more than her father about what true love is. And then there's E.T. Surely you remember E.T. And it's the children who come along and say, you grown-ups just don't know how to deal with these extraterrestrials, so we're going to have to show you. Home Alone. The parents in that film are so stupid they leave their child behind at the house while they go on vacation, and he alone has to defend the house against burglars, and he's the one at the end who has to mend relationships between the adults. All these films are trying to send the subliminal message that parents are failures. And it began in the 60s with a rebellious youth culture who had a catchphrase saying, don't ever trust anybody who's over 30. Well, guess who's running the media today? Guess who's running the government today? They are. The people who started this nonsense. And yet in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, we read, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Of course, that's part of the Ten Commandments. And in the first four commandments, those are the commandments that deal with our relationship to God. And it's like, no other gods, no graven images, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, don't take God's name in vain. Those are the vertical commandments that have to do with our relationship to God. And then there are the horizontal commandments that deal with our relationships with each other. And the very first horizontal commandment is honor thy father and mother. Why is it first? Because it's primary. The child who doesn't learn to honor father and mother has a basic character flaw that's going to impede him or her from fulfilling the rest of the commandments. A religion that doesn't start at home, quite frankly, just doesn't begin. Your parents are the first people you know. And if you can't love and respect them, how can you ever hope to get along in society? Honor thy father and thy mother. That's a command. It's not a suggestion. These aren't called the Ten Suggestions. They're the Ten Commandments. You are to obey your mother and father when you're young. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 20. says, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord." The flip side of that is it's displeasing to God if you don't. The root of all blessing comes through obeying your parents. You know, we have a geological feature called the Continental Divide, and if you drop a drop of water on one side of the Continental Divide, that water will end up in the Atlantic Ocean. If you drop it on the other side of the divide, it'll end up in the Pacific Ocean or the Gulf of Mexico. So what's the Continental Divide for children? Because all of them basically have the same mind, same opportunities, but one child will obey parents and the other child doesn't. It makes all the difference in the world as to what their character and what their destiny is going to be like. Obedience to parents is the continental divide for character. Dwight L. Moody said, "I have preached over 60 years, lived over 60 years, and I've learned one thing if I've learned no other. No man or woman who dishonors father or mother ever prosperous." God ranks disobedience to parents with the vilest, most heinous of sins. I want you to look at Romans chapter 1 for a moment. We're going to see how God feels about the sin of disobedience to parents. Here God is speaking about a generation that's on its very last legs. And in Romans chapter 1, verses 28 through 30, it says, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things." Look, disobedient to parents. That's a pretty awful list of sins. And disobedience to parents is listed right there with the worst of them. Now, you may think disobeying your parents is a small thing, but God ranks it with the vilest of sins. And he says that when you see this sin being rampant among a generation, that's a sure sign of the end times. If you look in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, Paul says, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents," there it is, "unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away." God is saying, teenager, if you're disobedient to your parents, you have a fake religion. Doesn't matter how involved you might be with your youth group activities here at the church, if you're disobedient to your parents, quite frankly, you're a hypocrite. Disobedience to parents brings the sure judgment of God. And obedience to parents brings the blessings of God. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth." To live with character is to live with health and long life. It brings the protection of God and the blessings of God. But God will not bless or protect rebels. You say, well, what if my parents command me to do something that's contrary to the word of God? Well, then, of course, you are to obey God rather than men. But I want to tell you something. That is so rare. that's hardly worth mentioning. Obey your parents when you're young. You're not always going to be young. The Bible says, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and cleave unto his wife." There comes a time when you're going to be out from under their commands, and you're going to begin to build your own home, and you're going to begin to give instruction to your own children. So the second way to honor mother and father is to care for your parents when they're old. One of the most serious problems in America today is that we have cast away our older people and have become hard-hearted towards them. We expect government to take care of them when it's very clearly our solemn obligation and responsibility to do so. You say, "Well, that inhibits me. I can't do whatever I want to do if I have to take care of my parents." Well, so what? You inhibited them when you were little. If you have to carry them around, remember they were carrying you around. If you have to bathe them, they bathed you. If you have to feed them, they fed you. If you have to make some financial sacrifices, listen, they made all kinds of financial sacrifices for you. Matthew 15 teaches us that our duty to our parents comes before our duty to the church. Jesus was speaking to the hypocritical Pharisees one day, and he said in Matthew chapter 15, verses 3 through 5, "But he answered and said to them, 'Why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother. And he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it's a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me.'" In other words, here's a man who's got parents that are in a financial need. And he says, "You know, I'd really like to help you, but I can't. I gave my money to the church." Look what Jesus says in verses 5 and 6. "But you say, whosoever shall say to his father or mother, it is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and you honor not your father or your mother, he shall be free. Thus have you made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition." See, these Pharisees were trying to nullify the Ten Commandments with their tradition. But listen to what the Lord says in 7 through 9. "You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, 'This people draws nigh to me with their mouth and honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men.'" You're here today, you're singing your hymns, you're giving your gifts, but if you're neglecting your father and your mother, your worship is vain, it's empty, it's meaningless. Jesus says, if you don't care for your mother and father when they're old, Jesus said, you're worse than an infidel. You know what that is? That's an unbeliever. You're worse than an unbeliever. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 4 says, "But if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God." Listen to how Paul sums it up in verse 8. He says, "But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel," worse than an unbeliever. The Word of God says that if you don't care for your elderly parents, you don't even have a right to call yourself a child of God. No one else should do that for you if you're able to do it. Now, having said that, it may be possible that you're not able to do it because you may be as destitute as they are. But you know, there's just a wonderful balance in the Word of God. God says, give God his due. Give your parents their due, but never use one as an excuse not to do the other. You can't call yourself a Bible-believing Christian if you don't honor, respect, and take care of your parents. You obey them when you're young. You care for them when they're old. And number three, you honor them at all times. Now, the word honor means to take seriously, to reverence, to respect. Literally, it means to add weight to. Don't take your parents lightly. Leviticus 19, verse 3. You shall fear every man his mother and father. Now, I didn't mean to quake in their presence. It means to reverence them. The Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Don't shoot off your mouth to your mother and father. Leviticus 20, verse 9. For everyone that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. He has cursed his father and mother, and his blood shall be upon him. See, under the theocracy of the Old Testament, this sin of mouthing off to your mom or dad was so heinous that they took you out and stoned you to death. Proverbs 30, verse 17 says, the eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and young eagles shall eat it. I don't think God likes that sin very much. You say, well, my parents aren't worthy of respect. Well, you listen to your pastor. Only perfect children can demand perfect parents. And you ain't perfect. And neither are they. And our holy God says you're to honor your parents. The worst trouble, I mean the absolute worst trouble my children could ever get into, was to mouth off to me or their mother. We could overlook lots of stuff, but I'll tell you what, if they ever backtopped their mama, they had an instant application of the Board of Education to the seat of their understanding. Disrespect is not tolerated in my home, and it shouldn't be in yours either. Also, honor them by expressing gratitude. Learn to say thank you for what they've done. Shakespeare wrote one time, sharper than a serpent's tooth is a thankless child. Even failing parents have done so much that they deserve thanks. It's the height of disrespect not to be thankful. Next, listen to their counsel. In Proverbs chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, it says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. Your mom and dad are a whole bunch smarter than you think they are. You say, no, I'm smarter than they are. I've got a lot better education than they have. Kids, that has nothing whatsoever to do with anything. Let me tell you how your mom and dad have it over you. They've lived longer than you have. See, an older person has experience that a younger person doesn't have. So, I've used this illustration before, but I'm going to use it again. Let's suppose that the whole family is going to go on vacation out to California. I don't know why anybody would go on vacation in California. I hope that whole place falls in the ocean. But back in the old days, when it might have been a good place to go visit, let's say that you're going to California for a vacation, and your mom and dad leave a day early, and so they're going down I-40, and they finally come to the end of their travel day, and they call back home, and they say, listen, there's a lot of road construction going on out there at Flagstaff, so you're going to waste a lot of time if you go through Flagstaff. Take a detour around that city when you come tomorrow. Now, does that mean that your parents are smarter than you? No. It means they're farther down the road than you are. You see my point? They got more experience than you have. They've seen things you haven't seen. You know, when you're 16, you don't think your dad knows anything. When you're 19, you're sure of it. When you're 22, you're just light years ahead of him. And then when you're 30, something begins to shift. You think, well, maybe he knew some stuff. Time you get to 40, you think he's just about perfect. And you see an amazing phenomenon here. I don't really know how to explain it, but the older you get, the smarter your parents get. Honor them. Heed their counsel. And here's the next thing. Honor your parents by living godly yourself. You see, you're an extension of your parents. And when you live honorably, you honor your parents. But when you live shamefully, you are a shame to your parents. You bring shame upon them. And here's the last thing. I told Gary I was going to be short today. Just because. Besides that, it'll give you a chance to beat the Methodists at the cafeteria. But honor your parents by showing them love all the time. There's not a more godlike love than the love that parents have for their children. I guarantee that. Show them affection while you can. Listen, I have preached literally hundreds of funerals. You know what I see so often? I see children trying to make up for lost time at their parents' funeral by buying them an expensive casket or big, beautiful flower bouquets or getting up and saying some kind of flowery words. Listen to me. Dead noses smell no roses. Whatever you're going to do, do it now. Show your parents respect. Live an honorable life. Express your love. Because that's a family value that our generation desperately needs to learn to treasure. Amen? Now maybe you haven't done these steps that I've talked about today. And hopefully your parents are still alive and you're able to make amends and you can make a phone call and you can do some of these things you should have been doing a long time ago. But if you're like me, both my parents are gone. I guarantee you my parents weren't perfect. But I know they made a lot of sacrifices for me. I'm thankful for what they did. I wouldn't be who I am today if it hadn't have been for both of them, even with all their shortcomings. And I've done my best, once I kind of got my head straightened out, to live an honorable life. And I've done the best I could to try to bring honor to their name. What about you? Our musicians are going to come and we're going to have a moment of invitation, and maybe there just needs to be another trip to the altar today. If you need to talk to me, you're perfectly welcome to come and do that, but maybe you just need to come and talk to the Lord a minute. Maybe you need to come and meditate, think about what you're going to say to your parents when you get home. Love them. Honor them, respect them, reverence them, but do it now. Do it now. And if you're just becoming a parent, instill these things in the hearts and minds of your children so that they can be the kind of parents that maybe you weren't, or maybe your parents weren't. Somewhere the chain has got to be broken. That cycle's got to be broken. And I hope you'll let it begin with you. Gary, what are we going to sing?
366.
Would you stand, please? And if you need to come today, you come. And take care of business as we sing.
Got another Father. Are you useful to Him? Do you honor Him? Do you reverence Him? What if I ask Him?
Take my life, teach me, Lord. Take my life, teach me, Lord. Make my life useful.
Happy Father's Day, guys. Be the kind of father that your home and your Heavenly Father can be proud of. Instill in your children's hearts all of God's Word. Expound it to them. Pray for them. Lead by example. And one of these days you can hear your Heavenly Father say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." Amen? All right. Gary?
If you have a child that needs prayer this morning, lift your hand. I've got one. Needs one this morning? Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your direction, your guidance. We thank you for your instruction book, Lord, and know how to live this life and know how to raise children. Lord, we've lifted our hands. There are children that need help this morning, maybe their health, or maybe they're going the wrong direction, or maybe they just need a boost, or they need to get on with life. And we just lift them up to you, Lord, whatever their needs are this morning. We pray that you'd help them to meet that, and we pray that everyone would have a great Father's Day. Thank you for our fathers, and thank you, Lord, for being our perfect Heavenly Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's join our hands as we dismiss.